In Schwyz, where the Chachomim decided not to be misakin in Israel, Schwyz, or Chuslorez. So they felt there is a need to be misakin in Israel, Schwyz, of Abede, in the Mekemesh, Kofshul, Misal, Shemot. That's what we see from this. However, the Ras Misil Yor, he was one of the Rishonim, in his Perush and Yerushalm, Pelkvov de Shviz, he says in the Rambam, the Rashbo in Chum says in the Rambam, that the Rambam Shita is like the other Rishonim, that the Mekim is Kofshul Mitzrayim, the Kofshul Ibovel, there is no special Chiyuv of Tumis Meisr in Tzad Ha'ar Yisrael, but the only Chiyuv could be Mitzad Chutz La'aretz. So yes, the Kashe, so why was Rebbe Mati a Bishon? So he gives the same Teretz, that he says, according to himself, that Bishon was Rochit Nika Yishgar Tzisroel, so it's Gorua ten Aminu Meyav. But, and Mitzad Tzisroel, so even though it's Kofshul Mitzrayim, but he says, the Chachomim not Nisakin, Ichiyu of Tumis Maisres, Mitzad Tzisroel, but Rashi Elio, he says, in his Perush and Yerushalmi, and this Perik, Perik Vov Shviz, so he says that Adrabe, see that in Eretz Yisrael, in the Mekemes that Kofshul Mitzrayim, for the Kofshul Bovel, so then there is a fear of Tumas Maestres, not just because of Chuslaretz. Because of Chutz La'aretz, so then there is no Issa Tevel. But this, just as Ligabe Chale, there is Mid Rabbono and the Chiyuv of Chale in Mikimish Kufusan Sholovel, over and above the Chiyuv of Chale that is in Chutz La'aretz. The Chiyuv of Chale in Chutz La'aretz does not involve an Issa Tevel. And the Chiyuv of Trumis and Maizres in Chutz La'aretz does not involve Eichel Velech Hakim Afris. So that's true of Trumis and Maizres also. So the Rashi Elio says, and the Rambam says it. So then we don't say Eichel Velechakim Afrish, because there, mit Rabbonon, there is a Nisa Tevel, Nisa Tevel. But how about Rebbe was Mater Beishon? So he says, now what is the Gemara saying? We have Beishon. Gemara says, ומיקל מנדומד בישון לאב מארץ ישראלי ועקסי ולהירש נשז בישון להירש נשז בישון. So what does that mean? So is it קפשור מסרים? It's not קפשור מסרים. לא יהירש נשז בישון. So of course one could say נשע at the very beginning was not מרש, but later on he was מרש. So he says, so the Rash Tzoyos says it was never הירש. So it's not Kofshul Mitzrayim. So it was never Niskadish B'dishas Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara says, "Umikom Andomim Bishon La'am Eretz Yisraeli." It's not Chutz La'aretz. It's the Orech Nitla Avraham Avinu. Because if the Pasuk tells us Shevtim V'Leherish Nasim Bishon, that means that it's one of the Mekemes that belonged to the Jewish people. That was Nitla Avraham Avinu. But Nashe couldn't take possession of it. Couldn't take possession of it. So Mele, it is Eretz Yisrael, it's not Chutz La'aretz. In other words, it means it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, because it's Nitla Avraham Avinu. So without Kibush in Yisrael, it also has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. But it's not Kofshur, not only it's not Kofshur in Bavel, it's not even Kofshur in Yisrael. So in the Rassel Yor, we see one big Chiddush, because it's true, in regard to Halef, there is a special chiyuv of Chale in Mekemish shekofshul Mitzrayim lekofshul Libova. Mirabon, not like Chalas Chuslo. Chalas Chuslo is another kind of Chale. There is no Issa Tevel in Chalas Chuslo. Eich Avelech Hakim Afrish, but in Mekemish shekofshul Mitzrayim lekofshul Libova, then there is an Issa Tevel. But it's Mirabon. I mean, even as Sol Mamesh shekofshul Libova in Baishen, it's Mirabon. So he says, so the question is that based that the Rabbonon in the Eretz Yisrael of Kofshul Mitzrayim and Kofshul Bavel is based upon the fact that it's Nitla Avraham Avinu. So even if the Mitzrayim themselves wouldn't be Kevish, it's still Chayet B'Tiras Eretz Yisrael. not on the basis of Dushas Eretz Yisrael. From the Rassel Yoh, we see now that Shem Eretz Yisrael is not a reason to be Mechayevim Mirabon, because that's Mrs. Atlois Boretz. That's Mrs. Atlois Boretz Chale is in Trumas Amaisles in Mrs. Atlois Boretz, so that requires Dushas Eretz Yisrael. But if it was Kofshur Mitzrayim, so in the Bais Rishon Nitet Dushas Eretz Yisrael also, then it was Poka, so mid Rabbonon it's considered to have Dush. That's on the Raisa level, but mid Rabbonon it's considered to have Dush. But even on the Rabbonon level, it requires Dushas Eretz Yisrael. So it can only apply to those Mikemis who at least in the Bais Rishon it had Dushas Eretz Yisrael, but now it doesn't have. Mashein kei Beishon is less than that. Lohirish Mashein Beishon, so it was never niskadim Dushas Eretz Yisrael. It was never in time Yisrael. So he says in the Rambam, that from the Rambam and Loshin Rambam, the Chastrumeis, of course it's not clear, but it lends itself to the pshat of the Rash Elyon. I mean, the Rashbo says the reverse, that according to the Rambam, there is no chiyuv mitzad Eretz Yisrael, and the only chiyuv could be only because of Chutz Laretz. So mele, if there is no Issa Tevel, so Echol Vehila Hakim Afrish. But why Bishon, there is no chiyuv Chutz Laretz? Because it's Rochek Mikra Yishuv. As the other Rishonim say, but the Rashi says that according to the Rambam, in the Mikay Meishi Kofshul Mitzrayim, the Loi Kofshul Ibovel, since originally in the Bais Rishon, it had Dushas Eretz Yisrael, but then the Kedusha was bottled because Kitchol Yishayil was a Slovi, so with the Rabbonim Yisrael. Yisrael.
But
what is that?
Trumas
Amaisras, yes, Yisrael. Mashein Kein, and Mashein Kein in regard to Bishon, where it was never in Skadri Yisrael, but it's Nitnal Avram Avinu, so it's a Shem Eretz Yisrael. But Ligabe Yitrumis Amaisras, we require Dushas Oretz at Chlapoches at one time. But when there was no Dushas Oretz, Chal, at any time, then there is no Chil Biteras Biteras Eretz Yisrael, but Biteras Chutz Laretz, so then we say it's Rochik Mika Yishuv, so then there is no Chiv, so only Aminu Meyov, Mitzrayim and Bovel, but let's say Rome not, because it's Rochik Mika Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So the Meyov, according to the Rassel Yoh, we can then answer the Kasha that is raised by many Achrenim. What's the Machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisib, but the Kibush Yochet Shmei Kibush, Kibush Yochet Loi Shmei Kibush, and the Gemara says, Beferesh, if Kibush Yochet Shmei Kibush is Chayim in Trumas HaMaisres, if Kibush Yochet Loi Shmei Kibush is Potter in Trumas HaMaisres. So the question is, what's the Nafkemine? The answer is, on the Reis level, there is no Nafkemine. And on the Reis level, according to the Rambam, there is certainly no Nafkemine, because even the Eretz Yisrael itself, so since even the Baisheini, before the Chum, so there was no chiyuv of Trumas HaMaisres according to the Rambam in Eretz Yisrael itself, because it requires the Eskulchem. So it is obvious that the Nafkemine in regard to Surya is only on the Rabbonah level, because in Eretz Yisrael there is no chiyuv now anyway. So, but Nafkemine is on the Rabbonah level. If we say Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, true that Loikov Shuli Bovel, Kibushul Bovel, and the Kibush by, according to the Rambam, by Yan HaMelech, that's no Kibush, that's a Kibush Yochid. But since B'nei David, it was Niskadish B'dushas Eretz Yisrael, and it was Chayiv B'Trumas HaMaisres Midraise, so even after the Kedusha was Poka, so it's Chayiv B'Rabbonon. And Midraise, even Eretz Yisrael itself is not Chayiv now, even by Shem. But if we say Kibush Yochid Lo Yishmei Kibush, so then it's like Bishon. So there is no Chiyuv Mitzad Eretz Yisrael, even on the Rabbon level. Even on the Rabbon.
Now. going now, though, that there was a Nechbash the second time?
No, it was Nechbash. The Mitzvah says that it was near Bash Bayan HaMelech. But since the Rambam Paskin's Kibush Yochet Loishme Kibush, so Yan HaMelech's Kibush is not a Kibush. Not a Kibush, so it's nothing. It's nothing. But if we say Kibush Yochet Shmei Kibush, so even B'Meyezel, before Yan HaMelech, it was Chayiv Nechumis Meisters Mabel. And then, as far as Yan HaMelech's Kibush is concerned, so it's not after Mine, because that certainly is Loikishos Love. I mean, could it be more effective than Kibush Yeshua Yan HaMelech? So that was only effective for the duration of the Bayesheni, but after the Chorban, after the Golas. So it's Poka, the Kedusha, even according to Mandoma, that Kibush Yochish may Kibush. But if in the Bais Rishon it was Niskadish, B'dusha Sartisroel, Moschayv, and Tumas Maisli, the Reise, but then, even though the Kedusha is Poka, but mit the Rabbonon it's not Poka. So it's Chayv, mit the Rabbonon, mit Tumas Maisli. So it says only mit the Rabbonon. In Sartisroel itself, it's only mit the Rabbonon. So what's so difficult to say that? So obviously, in Surya, it's only mit the Rabbonon, according to Mandoma Kibishosh Mikubish. But if Kibush Yochet Loish may Kibush, so then it was never Niskadim Yidushat. Some mele, it's not Chayev in the Baisheni, even Mila Rabbonon, if Kibush Yochet Loish may Kibush.
Who learns Mefurish that the Mechayev, like the Beit Shan, was because of the Shem Eretz Yisrael Shavoy? I'm saying
that or Sheni?
That's the reason they say.
Yeah, they don't say it. Uh-huh. They don't say it, but it's mucha. That's right. They don't say it. I didn't see it in the Rishon, but it's mucha from Teis, from Rashi and Chum, from Teis and Chum, and from Rashboi and Chum. That the Rashboi and Chum says that Kochim, that Kofshul Misraim, Kofshul Bavel, is not any different than Chutzlars Mamish. And then it has to be decided whether it's Chochit Mikra Yishuv or Korat Mikra Yishuv. The Rashba says. Now, I would like to discuss one more thing. The Gemara in Blavatsky is very strange. It has to do with this thing. The Shaykh says, so you can. That's not Boba Medala from Blavatsky. Tenth line from the end of the Amid. Omar Rav Yude Omar Shmuel. Kol she'aro HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe Chayev Maisa. So, the Rashbam says, Kol she'aro HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe b'shas mishose. Ki d'chsiv v'yareyu ad Hashem eskol ha'oretz esagil od adon Chayev Maisa v'im zayin amimi na'ksuvim b'chol mokim. Avokeini knizi vikadmeini shenitnu l'avrom ovinu bin apsorin lo yishayvu bimasa losid lovei ki shiarziru lonu losid ki dom abbeish yisrab. Here the keini knizi vikadmeini that the Rebbeinu Shalom was maftiach to the Jewish people, but it wasn't near Bash by Yeshua, and but losid lovei it will be part of our soil, and it's part and parcel of the Arotzis Shemichnus HaBris, it's mentioned in Brisbane Absorim, Kenich HaDeni, so even the Mesa Mashiach, it will not be Chayev in Trumas HaMashis. so strange. Kidom iname kofshu Yisroel mehem achre Meshi Yeshua. Suppose Yisroel would be kevish achre Meshi Yeshua kulon ptur min amaisa. Tichsiv hosom zeis ores Hashem nishbati zeis li mute hane shemiteisvul avrom al hashvo. Kein nira beina ואף אגב טלפון נמי כסיב באברום למתין עולם, דהי נחיל because that's חיל יריפון so it is of זיין עמי of זיין עמי but can it be that many is nothing זיין עמי even though it was נחיל סופריס so even lost it love it or suppose the מלך ישראל would have been קיבש אחר ישוע אחר ישוע it wouldn't be חייב in תחומי סבס. So strange. I mean, the Rambam says, the Feresh, the Tivman is office as long as there is Kibush Rabbi. Can you think that men will certainly be Kibush Rabbi? Be Alpi Novi, Alpi Bez Nagod? So why should it be worse than Tensurye, a Kodit Mandoma Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush? The whole problem in Surye arose because it was a Kibush Yochit. So the question is, why Kibush Yochit? So some Rishim say, Rashi says, because only Yochid and Shishim Ribei was not pure mitumim. Teisa says, because Eretz Yisrael Asnan was not crucial. But suppose it had been Alpi Bezna Godel, and after Eretz Yisrael had been in possession of the Jew, of course it would have to be mice. So why is Kenivikadmeini go Ruat and Suye? Now, let's see the Rambam, he says,
maybe the Rishpah means
it will be a Kibush Yochid. So, but first, the first Loshin he says, Losid Love is certainly not going to be a Kibush Yochid, Losid Love. Losid Love. All right, you could say it in the second Loshin. But in the first Loshin, you couldn't say it. Hatumis va maisres in neagis na tera elabat yisroel. Bein bifne abayi, bein shalei bifne abayi. ונביאים הסכימו שנגיס אפילו בהשינו מפני שיסמוכו לארץ ישראל פרק א' הלך א' ורב ישראל הלכם משל ממשל וחכומים הראשיינים הסכימו שנגיס אף בארץ מצרים ובארץ המאיוב מפני שמסביבס לארץ ישראל דן הלך הבייס ארץ ישראל העמוקו המורו בחומוקי מבארוצי שכיפשו מלך ישראל ונובי מדעס רב ישראל ויזהו אני קוטי בשרד, אבל יוחד מישראל ומשפוחו ישיבת, שהולכו וכובשו לעצמו, מוקים אפילו לאורש ניתו לאברום אבינו, אל ניקרא ארץ ישראל כשנהגו בעיקר המצווס. וזה יכול להיות ישוע בזדיני, כל ארץ ישראל לשבות עם אף הפישל ניר בשו, כדי שלא יהיה כבש יוחד כשיעלה כל שבי לשבי יהיה בשרוקי. הערוצי שכל אשדובית חוס לארץ כנען, כן הרמריים ורמצי לסנד דפקות רמב״ם. והרמצי לו ואחלו וחייצי בין אף על פי שמרו וישראלו ועל פי בזנה גודלו איזה הנה כעס ישראל לכל דבר ולא כחוץ לאורס לכל דבר כי אם גובל למצרים אלו יוצא מכלל חוץ לאורס ולישום כעס ישראל להגיע ומתנימה יורדו נימה לסעס ישראל מתני שכובע שישום קדם שאיר בישכול הארץ ישראל אלו נשאב בו משיב עמי ויהיו תופס כל הארץ כנען לגבול הסעו והקים כמה שעות אחרים היו כיבושי כולי כעת שכוי לכל דבר. But he didn't do it. But if he did, so it was חייב נתרוס המייסרס. So why does the Gemara say in Bo Basra that can he keep it at me and according to the first Losh in the Rashbam even was it lovely to not be חייב נתרוס המייסרס. It was Rav Sinigre. So what's the Pshat? Now let's see a certain Rambam at the end of Shmita V'yev. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Gimu Milcha Shmita V'yev Halocha Yud Kol Shevet Levi Muzorin Shalo Yin Chalu Be'asma V'chein Hei Muzorin Shalo Yitlu Chelek B'bizo B'sho Shekev Shinesor Shenema Le'yia Lakeyam Im Alvim Kol Shevet Levi חלק ונחלו עם ישראל, חלק בביזו ונחלו בארץ, וכן הוא לאימיה בארץ ולשמחה, וחלק לא יהיה לכל בשיחו בביזו. ובן לוי או איקיין שנוטל חלק בביזו ליק, v'mnot al nachlo be'eretz ma'vir neisi b'menu. Then the Rambam says in Halach Aleph, Yirali, shin advorim amurim elo be'eretz shenichnu sholeo pris le'avrom li'isok le'yakov v'yoshu b'neyem v'nishalk lehem avol shokol arotis shekivish melech ממלך ישראל, הריקיינים והאווים באיסון הארוציס ובביזוסון ככל ישראל. זה לרם מנש זה חידש. That this love, that שבט לוי does not take a חלק בנחלו, it lies only to the אורת שנכניסו עליו בריס לאברון, ליצחוק וליעקב, ויושע בניהם ונשחל כולם. אבל שור כל הארוציס, שכיביש מלך ממלך ישראל, הרי הקיינים והאווים באיסון הארוציס ובגיזוסון ככל ישראל. דרי ודזמציקן. אומר אברום, אם כן, לא ייתלו בהם תרומיס ומייסנס, כי אם היו תחס חילי כאורץ. That's the lotion הפסק. חילף הבידוסון, the Torah says. So the reason is why Kihanim and Levim are entitled to Trumas and Maestres because they didn't take Chilik Benach. So that is in lieu of the Chilik Benach. So that's like compensation. The Torah says, Chilif Avidos, that's compensation for the fact that they didn't take Chilik Benach. But because the Rambam, that only in the Oresh Nichniso, Oleo Prislavom Nisri Yaakov Yoshub Neim Nishal Kolehem. So there is a din that Shevet Levi doesn't take. But in the Nisofeis, so then Shevet Levi takes the same chilek as any other Shevet in Israel. So in Mele, there shouldn't be a chiyuv trumis umayisres. There shouldn't be a chiyuv trumis umayisres in the Nisofeis. Maybe it is like that. So he said, Keim oyu tachas chilek oretz. והרי בביזס מידיון לא נותרו חלק בישראל אלא בתרומה בתצטרו that שבט לוי כהנם did take a חלק בישראל. So he says there it was a special example of Kosson אלא חלק אלא בתרומה ומצווה שיצר הכל יתברך. So the Kesmishna says אין לך נעמה according to the Ramba, the Ravid says a special example of Kosson, otherwise they wouldn't have taken. But he says, the Rambam says, no, it's because of this halach. Now, here's, let's see what the Kesef Mishnah says. Kosov arayved, im keim lo yitlu bohem tumes maizres. Taim leim asher imidion lo yinot lo chilek bibizo kishol Yisroel, elo varim meisom mechas ad Hashem, imach tisosom tikhu, minusat ol alozer akirin tumes ad Hashem, umach tini Yisroel tikach, echod ochus min hachamish, minusat ol yisil alvim, ומדין, ומדיון, להויסו, באורץ, שנכניסו בריס, שנכניסו לבריס, ומאחר שרינות לערבים, ביסוס חיליק שווי מישראל, מוכח מילצד ליפולים מן ארץ, שלא נכנס עליו בריס, לארץ שנכנס לבריס, ומה שנטלו שום, לא בתירס ביזו נטלו, אלא בתירס תרומו, שציבו לוסיס למירשו, ומאחר שתבור הסחלקום בארץ נוסל מהקביש ברוך ותרומס ומאיסרס לפידס רבינו שבארץ שלא נכנס לו הבריס יש לו מחילים בורס ולביזו ליטל בו תרומס ואני אמר שאין זו עסוק די מה די נוחנם אין נוחנם there is no תרומס ומאיסרס. He says ויסוריה מחייך שאין בו תרומס ומאיסרס מדרייס וסיבי רבינו ודעל רבינו משום ראיה דמחזינון דיבר שנכנס לו הפריס ולנות לו חלק בביזו כלל ובמידיונות לו עושה לגלויה דמידיון קיבן שלו נכנס לו הפריס והוא יסו בכלל לא יהיה להקיע נמחלק בביזו ועד מכל שערות שלו נכנס לו עם פריס ומה שלו נות לו במידיון חלק שווה עם ישראל דרס הכוסף לא יסו הראשו. So this is the Mishnah is also מרף שנקרא and the Mishnah נרח raises the question. He says, Suriye Yechiyach, Raya to the Rambam. So the Mishnah says, on the contrary, Suriye is a Raya, what Suriye is a Raya to the Rambam. Because Suriye, there is no Chiyuv of Tumas and Maizas. So it's a Raya to the Rambam. Why? Because it's, so he says, Suriye, there is no Tumas and Maizas, according to Hilchase, According to Rabbi Yisi, because Kibush Yochot Moish Mikibush, but other Rabbi, according to Rabbi Yad, there is. So it's a Raila Hefach, Rav's Mikra Kibush. Let's see the Mishnah Melach in Aloch Yud. It's a regulator, just a few moments. Kol Shevet Levi Muzomen Shal Minchal Garzma, Kosaf Hasma, Glavin Sim Reish Ein Bov, Del Osib Lovi Neitun Chilik Boret, Shememar Shal Levi Echot. Kdise beferik ishnichot. Uma shekos v'abeinu v'chein Levi uben Levi oikeyen shenot l'chil v'bizo leike teime v'kula ome et beferik v'tes mechaz nederon l'mon la v'chol leike or el sena lakash. Ma shekos af moron tekesef mishna al das arai v'namim ashen zizu asogo v'orof t'muim v'taime disuri ashen bo t'humis v'mayich lesu l'fi shekofshu kedem shetirbash Kolar zayn amin, hoyil nir b'shalach hakein, hoyil din eretz Yisrael, l'chol davok, m'shikos rabbeinu b'yirish l'chastrumes, v'ilhoche talye tayne, b'yaret sh'nichnes l'abris l'oves, avol shor kolar rotzis, l'itin chilik m'bizo v'in chiluk behem, v'im kein shapir, kom yisamer raive, d'im kein, lo yitlu behem tumes ha'maistas, v'lo mo yitzricho l'mai tzuriye, m'shum dhavi ki b'shochit, typically shein mi zayn amimin vim ke yesh lo tiyan im chilek ben um shmochen et tum sa meisra vishochin so ik is mish nim rafs nigre amine doesn't on the surface it doesn't even make sense what is the mission says a raya to the Rambam because suya is potter of tum sa meisra but there is a raya lehefer suya is potter according to mandoma ki bishochit lo ishmi kibush but according to mandoma ki bishochit shmei kibush It's chayev, but according to the Rambam Stam, even according to Mandoma Kibushor Shmei Kibush, it should be potter. So we'll soon see him. But it's Mechav Snikve. Ve'ya Nikmeye, Shemira Midvorov Shehevi Midas Raived, Dechol Mokim Shemeitun Chilek, Ein Bo Chiyuf Trume Klal, Lif Shitachas Chilek Oretz. Ve'chos Li La Raived Zal Lima Arze, Ki Ma Shetola Akosu Bechilek Oretz, Hu Davke Amind Etz Poshet. Davke Amisin Elikeyen, Avalisa Tevelin in Tolu Bechilik Oretz. In other words, when the Ravid says, Monefshach, if there is no aloche of the shaved Levi shouldn't take a chilik in Misofes, so there shouldn't be a chiyuv to Misomaisos. So the Ravid doesn't mean Chas Visholem, I mean that in Misofes there shouldn't be a Nisa Tevel. The Torah says, Chilif Abidosom, the aloche of Nisine Likeyen is Chilif Abidosom. But Nadi is a tevil, there is a tevil, is Chil Vavidosom, a Kayan, if he's not Mafrish, he's also Chayv Misabri Shamayim, if he eats, the same Misar of Tevil applies to a Kayan and the Levi as to Yisrael, the same thing, only thing difference is, when Yisrael is Mafrish, he has to give it to the Kayan, when the Kayan is Mafrish, he gives it to himself, because he's a Kayan, but so Chilev Avidoso means the mitzvah of Nisina Likeyan is compensation for the fact that they didn't get a Chilek. But Chas V'Sholem is a terror. So, I mean, I don't think that the Kesef Mishneh made that choice. The Kesef Mishneh didn't make that choice. And I think that when the Kesef Mishneh said there is a raya from Surya, that to the Rambam, because Surya, there is no chiyuv of Trumas and Maisres, so it's a right Rambam, so the Mishnah has on the contrary, it's a right to the Ravid. There is Trumas and Maisres according to Manuel Kibushor Shmei Kibush, but according to Rabbi Yisi, Kibushor Shmei Kibush, so it's not Niskadish B'Kdusha Seras Yisrael. I think it's because the Mishnah knew what he was talking about. It's not, I mean, because the Mishnah has to show him made such a choice. I mean, that would be a terrible mistake. I mean, but the Mishnah apparently agreed with the Rash Misilio. And the Rash Misilio says, just as Ligabichal, there is this special chiyuv, even in the Krochim that Kofshuel Mitzrayim. The Lake of Shuli Bovel. The Lake of Shuli Bovel. So Midrabunam Bitira Sarat Israel Israel. So why should Tumas Baisras be Gawa? So he says, Erchanam, and And the reason is why Bishon, there is no Chivtor Meisrael, because it's not even Kofshul Mitzrayim, so it was never Niskadish Bikdushes Arz Yisrael. So Meile, so then the question arises, if so, so why does Rabbi Yisi say that Surya is potter of Tumas Meisrael? Surya is potter. Well, for that, we have to... All right, I mean, it's not so pashut, I mean, it has to be worked out. But anyway, I think, I mean, that the Kesmishne is still difficult. But the Kesmishne also understood that when the Raiva says there shouldn't be Tumas Meisrael, he didn't mean Chas V'Sholem, that there shouldn't be an Issa Tevel. What has the Issa Tevel to do with Chilev HaVidosom? The mitzvah of Nisina has to do with Chilev HaVidosom. So in other words, what the Raivet is saying that if there is no Issa of Chilev V'Nachlot Shevet Levi, if Shevet Levi takes a Chilev in Nisofes, then Nisofes there shouldn't be a mitzvah of Nisina. And what does the Kesef Mishnah say? Enochanam. So now we can answer the kashe of the Gemara in Rabbas. The Mishnah is still not explained.
It would be an Issa Tevel according to the
Raivet.
It would be an Issa Tevel.
Of course, there would be an Issa Tevel. Chilev HaVidosom. It goes without saying. The Mishnah said, the Mishnah Melach says, Chas V'Sholem, the Raivet should say such a thing, there was an Issa Tevel. Chilev HaVidosom is not. A Kayan himself has an Issa Tevel. I mean, so why shouldn't there be an Issa Tevel in the Nisofes? There shouldn't be Mitzvah Nisine, so then what would Aloha be in Nisofes? He has to be Mafris, and then if he's Mafris Trumo, he can't eat it, because Trumo is a Nisab Deishamayim, so he'll have to give it to Ikean, but he'll be able to charge money to Ikean. He'll tell him, this belongs to me. I don't have to give it to you, it doesn't belong to you. But I can't eat it, so you pay me a price for it. So that's what, and the Kesef Mishnah will say, Einoch Haname. Now, Mele, the Pshat in the Robasta, we can understand. Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Kol She'aroach B'Koruch L'Meishe Chay B'Maiseh. La'afuke Mai, la'afuke Kei Nikinzi V'Kadmei. So the first Lashon Rashbam is, even Losid Lovei, it's not Chai V'Maisa. Doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem, there is no Issa Tevel. There is no mitzvah of Nisine. There is no mitzvah of Nisine Likein, or Levi, Maisa is Levi, to Losid Lovei. Because the Mishnah Melach mentions the name of the Smag, Reisha Involv, that Lo'osid lovei, so, the smak says it in regard to Geirim, will take a chilek. But the same thing could be true according to the Rambam, Shevet Levi. So in Keni Knizi V'Kadmeini, according to the Rambam, Shevet Levi will take a chilek V'Nachlo together with all the other Jews. And the Lashon Rambam is, even though the Shvuas, the priest bin Absorim was Nichri, so Al Keni Knizi V'Kadmeini too, it's mentioned. Asor Amonim. But the Lashon Rambam is very interesting, the Lashon Rambam. The Rambam says, Perek Yud Gimel Aruch Yud Aleph, Yira li shen advorim amurim elo be'eret shen yichniso aleo pris li Avrom li Yitzchok li Yaakov vi Yoshua b'neihem vi nischal kolem. So the Rambam emphasizes not only nichniso aleo pris li Avrom li Yitzchok li Yaakov. Reb Chaim said, what's the difference between the Zayin Amemim and Keni Knizi Kadmeini? So in Keni Knizi Kadmeini the pris was nichniso, but it wasn't given out right to Avrom Avinu. Mashinkin Zayin Amim, so it's Mosekir Yonayim Aviseinu. So it's our mommy. Keni Knizi Kadmeini is not our mommy. It doesn't belong to us. Couldn't, let's say, if Smicha would be Nishadish, according to the Rambam Shite, it couldn't take place in Keni Knizi Kadmeini is Iraq That's Iraq. So it doesn't belong to the Jewish people, but there is a Aftoche, there is a Shvue. So, but the Rambam says, Yirelishin Advorm Amurim Eloberish and Nichnish Ole Oplis Lavrom Visot Yaakov, Vyoshu Beneim, Vinishalkolem, Vinishalkolem. So he emphasizes not just Nichnish Ole Oplis, Yoshua Beneim, Kenik Nizik Admeni is not Yoshua Beneim, because it was just a Shvue. It's not Nochzekes. Some male in Kenik Nizik Admeni said that Levi will take a Chelik Benachlo. Some male, as the Rebbe says, if he should it Levi, will take a Chelik Benachlo and Kenik Nizik Admeni. So there is no Nisina Liken or Levi. So that's what the Gemara in Bobasra means. It's not Chayev. Not, it's not Chayev, but there is no Isatero, Chas Visholem. It's not Chayev in the Mitzvah Nisina. So when we be mafrish in Keni Knizi Vikadmeini, Trumis of Maisres, so we have to be mafrish, and the Maiser is Mutal Isarim, so the Maiser will have to keep himself. And the Truma, you'll not be able to eat it himself, because Truma Isarim is a Nisal Mishabishamayim, but he'll be able to charge money. I mean, and the Gemara doesn't even mention Truma, the Gemara mentions Maiser. Maiser is Mutal Isarim. So, it's, in other words, it's not Chayev Nisine, but there is an Isatel.
How does that have to do with the Rashi? So this could just answer with the Rambam alone.
The Rambam alone.
We don't need the Rashi
No. I didn't say that. But I think we can answer the Kasha of the Mishnah Melech against the Mishnah. But how do you say Rashi? But that requires another discussion.
Does it work for the Iname also?
Yeah. You see, the Iname, you could say, he means, as you said, maybe it means there will be a Kibush Yochid. But the first Lashon couldn't mean a Kibush Yochid. He's talking about Losid Lave. How can there be a Kibush Yochid Losid Lave? The Iname, you can say, he means there will be a Kibush Yochid. So even though it was Nichnis or Breeze, in the Iname, what you say is, would be very, very reasonable. In other words, according to the Iname, the Chiddush is that we could say Kenik Nizik Admeini, even if there will be a Kibush Yochid, because since it's Nichnis or Breeze L'Avraham Avinu, so even with the Kibush Yochid, it should be Chayev Sukkah Mashma, no. But the first Lashon says L'Osid Lo. Discuss the kashe. Our Gemara, the Gemara says, if kibush yochid shmei kibush, so then it's chayev in trumas ma'isras keras yisrael. If kibush yochid lo shmei kibush, it's not chayev. So the kashe is my have. So it's not mistaber that the Gemara is discussing by Yisrish. So the Gemara is discussing by shein and even after chum by shein. So, what's an afkimine? Monefshach. Either, that two possibilities, either the Lebovel or Kevish, or the Lebovel or not Kevish. If the Lebovel or Kevish, so in the Lebovel, the Ezra is with the same kind of kibush. I mean, so it's not only Machlekes, Rabbi and Rabbi Eis. It wasn't Kibush Yoch. And if you're not Kevish, if you're not yes.
And so if the other Lebovel were Kevish for everybody, what does she say? If
the Lebovel were Kevish Surya, so Surya is the same status like the rest of Eretz Yisrael. There was no difference. It wasn't David Matzmei Shaliyah. Everything was Shaliyah Al-Pi Yomi to me. It was Al-Pi Chazoki. It wasn't even Al-Pi Kibush. So, and if the Lebovel were not Kevish, so even the Mandoma Rabbi Meir who says Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush V'Ayit Chayv Tumis Maizres Har B'Kochim Kofshu Mitzrayim Kofshu Bovel. So in Meili it's Potter because Dusha Rishenu L'Kish Ozi Lovei. So why should Surya be better than the rest of Eretz Yisrael? That's a very strong cash. So Rabbi Chaim in the Shurim Baloshin gave it to Eretz. And I said, I mean, that I think that Rabbi Chaim was Chiza from the Eretz. That actually the Eli Bovel war Kibush. Actual Bovel Kibush. But then the Kashi is, if the Bovel war Kibush, so then So even if we say kibush yochet loish me kibush, but in the kibush vili bubble there was no difference between the kibush of Surya and the kibush of the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So Reb Chaim said, because Yerushalmi Shvi says this is special to Zeres HaKosh, the Dusha Rishay no is kish loikis oslog, and Dusha Shni is kish oslog, because vi yerbicho vi tifcho ma visecho, sa visecho lo yale mil malchus, ועתו יש, יש לו מלכוס and אביסכו כי משגולו נפטרו ועתו אף שכל ניסו לא נפטר אותו. So what's the פשט? Is it just a kosu that gdushe al de kibush is loy kishos lovei and gdushe al de chazok is kishos lovei, or there is a kosu fees that gdushe vishenu in our tisroel loy kishos lovei and gdushe shnio is kishos lovei. So Reb Chaim said that because Yeshua, the Kedusha by Yeshua was al the Kibush, and the Kedusha by Ezra was al the Chazokes. Yeah,
there,
yeah, Chazokes. He said, "Come out to Israel." It wasn't Kibush, the Otachasil Poras. So there's a Gzeres HaKosov. The Kedusha al the Kibush is loy kishos lovei, and Kedusha al the Chazokes is kishos lovei. Or the Gzeres HaKosov is, there is a distinction between Dusha Rishaino and Dusha Shnio. Dusha Rishaino is Loi Kishosid Lovei, and Dusha Shnio is Kishos Lovei. Mimele, even if Ezra's Dusha had been al the Kibush, it would still be Kishos Lovei. It's not Mashkam Loshna Ramam that way, it's very strange. From Ramam Loshin, in Pirkvov, Milchel Zapir, it's Mashma, he emphasizes Chazoki, not Dusha Shnio. Alright. So Reb Chaim said, this is a Sakosu in the Shul Malosh, the Dusha Shnio is Kicholos Lovi. So in Meile, we can answer the Kashi. The Kashi is, what's Nafkimine? Whether Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush or Yochit Leishme Kibush. The answer is, it is a big Nafkimine. Because Elibovel war Kibi Suri. So in Meile, and Rabunatami Vomish, the Ishita is that Elibovel war Kibi Suri. So in Meile, and so mele, what we say about Vayardin, we could say about Surya too. And because the Mishnah says, and that is possible, that is Kofshuli Bovel, because Yana HaMelech was Kevish 60 Kochim, and that's the historical fact that Yana HaMelech was Kevish Vayardin and Surya, everything. So Reb Chaim also says that Kofshuli Bovel was Kevish, but if Kibush Yochish Mei Kibush Shoyin Bayi Sheini, it was the Kedusha Shnio. So Meile Shkish Lasid Lovei. If Kibush Yochit Loish Mei Kibush, so there was no Kedusha in the Bayi Srish. Kedusha Rishaino. So in Bayi Sheini, it was the Kedusha Rishaino. So then it's Loi Kish Lasid Lovei. Yeah. Now, that Reb Chaim is very strange, because from the Roshon Rambam is Mashma, from the Roshon Rambam is Mashma, that is Xeris HaKosuv unless Reb Chaim didn't say it according to the Rambam, according to the other Rishayim don't mention the union of Kibush and Chazok.
So, which Rambam,
Perikvav, Pesach, Hira? Perikvav, and the Rambam, Perikvav, Pesach, Hira, he's killed Bichode Machte with the distinction between Kedushas Yerushalayim and Migdosh on one end and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So why is Dushas Yerushalayim and Migdosh even Dusha Rishino Kisholos Lovei, and Ezra didn't even have to be Mikadosh again, and Eretz Yisrael is Loi Kisholos Lovei Dusha Rishino? So he says because the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in the Rishino was al the Kibush, so both la Kibush, both la Kedusha, but Yerushalayim and Migdosh because of Shechine. Shechine is not both. Then he says, and that's why even Eretz Yisrael the Dusha Shnio, because it was al the Chazoke, so it's not but. So from Rambam it appears that there is a connection between the Kicholosid Lovei of Dusha Yerushalayim and Migdosh and the Kicholosid Lovei of Eretz Yisrael and Bayi Sheni.
But why is there a difference in Kibush and why is Chazak stronger? Because
Chazak is strong. So, because Kibush,
so
yeah, all right, that is Yom Tev Perich Chesmil Chesed, yes, says that Chazoki is better because it was Mirzeinom of Kirish, yeah, that's whatever. But as Reb Chaim explained it, loy bechal veloy bekeach kim beruchi omashem tzvokis. So mele in Bayis Rishni it was al bekibush bechal bekeach. It was keach of gedusha. I mean, al pito al pito mitumim al pinovi al pi beznagod al pi everything. I mean, and Goen Mechadetzal was just shichuzdomim and gezel. But this is kibush and that is kibush. So mele a kibush is mafkia kibush. The Gdusha that was achieved through Kibush. But Kibush cannot be Mafkia Gdusha that it was Chal or the Chazok. That's the Pshat. I mean, when there is a Gzerza Kosov, so it's very, very Mistaber. It would be Mistaber even without a Gzerza Kosov, especially. Kibush and Chazok. Who don't emphasize Kibush and Chazok? But some Rishonim, it appears that it was Bidaiti, it was Tolu Bidaiti of Ezra. Ezra spelled it out that it should be Kishlos in Lover. It's very strange. Why should it hold out Bishleim Eligabe, Yerushalayim and Migdosh? So then there is Aloche of Emisif Mali of Lazores, Elol Pibes Nagodl, some Mele. The das of Bezna Godel is important, but Dushas Ati Soil is not done out in Bezna Godel. True, the Rambam says, in order to be Kibush Rabim, it has to be in Davero. Otherwise, it's a Kibush Yochit. But it's not that the Bezna Godel is Mikadish. The Kibush is Mikadish. The Kibush is Mikadish. So why should it be told in the das of Bezna Godel? The Rash says that Ezra stipulated it should be Kishlos Lov. So from the Rashi's Mashma, it's not Kibush Chazok. It's Alde Ezra. What is Ezra? Ezra means Bezna Godel. So Ezra means Bezna Godel. All right. So maybe Reb Chaim said it Ali B'dad Rishenim. It's not from the Rambam, it's certainly not Mashma, says the Kosh. So Mele, he answered the Kash. So if Kibush Yochish made Kibush, so in the by the Ile Bovel it was Igdush Shnio. So it's there's a Zakos of the Bichovi Tifchom Avisach. Mashain came if you show Loish Mikibush. So it was in regard to Shoah to Soil, it was Igdush Shnio. But in regard to Soye, it was Igdush Rishaino. So it's Loiki Shoah's love. So it's Loiki Shoah's love. This is what the time starts. Then, but, yes, was it?
Where's the Kasimish?
That is in Shmita Be'evil, the Raivet Sasoge.
So he says that.
One second. Yes. Sholosh Aot is Libio. Hayayay. Perik Dalet Mel, Shmita Be'evil, Alochav Chavches. This is a case of Mishn. ויש להם עדינו מיידים עם כוף של ריבוד וקצוס הרוסס מבריאר ומסוריה שהויו ביישים מלוכים תקיפים כמי שמוצאים בין המלך שכובש שיש מיה כדיס בקדוש מפרקרים. And that's how he explained רמנתם שידי. I mean, רמנתם says in Yivomes, in Chagige, I mean, in many places that Ivrayad was Kofshu Eli Bovel, and his Raya is from this Mishneh in Shvi'is. Of not this we say Sholish Arotis Libio. The Mishnah Shvi'is of Sholish Arotis. Yeah, Perktes Mishvi's Mishnah Beis Sholish Arotis Libio. Yehude ve'vrayarden va'agol ve'gimul gimul arotzis l'cholachas v'achas. They are three arotzis all together. In other words, Yehude and Ivrayarden and Agolil, and in each eretz there are three subdivisions, three arotzis in each eretz v'achas. Golul elyon ve'golul hatachtein ve'oemek. So that is Mikvachananya Umalo Kol Sheini Migdal Shkemi. Shkemi means a certain kind of a fig tree. Is part of Goelie. Mikvachananya Ulimaton Kol Shehu Migdal Shkemi in Golatachtin. So that's the boundaries of the Goelie in Golatachtin. Utchum Tvari Oimek. So in other words, the three agotzes, the three sub-agotzes in Golil is Golil Elyein, Golatachtem and Eimek. Then, Ubihude, what are the three sub-agotzes? In Yehude, Ho, Vashfelo, Vioimek. Vioimek. These are the sub-agotzes in Yehude. Ushvelas Lut, Kishvelas Ador. Shvilas Lud is the same as Shvilas Ador. V'or shalo is Gar HaMelech. Mi b'ischuren v'adayam midinachas. In other words, so most Rishonim explain the Mishnah that when it says Ushvilas Lud Kishvilas Adorim v'or shalo Gar HaMelech mi b'ischuren v'adayam midinachas. So these are the three sections and subdivisions of Eivar HaYarad, because they are Sholesh Arotzeis, and each Eretz is subdivided into three Mikenes. So the three Mikenes of the Golil is Gol Elyon, Gol Atachtin, Eimek. The three Mikenes of Yehude is Or, Ashvelo, the Anegev. No, it's for Machene, all it says here, Eimek, so it's another Eimek. So what the other Gersi is, and this the Gersi Hanegev. So these are the three sub-arotzeis of Yehude. And then Ushvilas Lut, Kishvilas Adorem, V'oshalak HaMelech V'eskulam, V'layam V'yinachas. So these are the three sections, subdivisions of Ibrahim. Okay. So anyway, so it says one of the arotzeis that is Chayim Bio. Chayim Bio, what does Bio mean? Bio means that you cannot hear it after Zmana Bio. After Zmana Bio. So that means that Shvis is Neik in Baisheni. The Mishnah is not talking about Baisrish. The Mishnah is talking about Baisheni. That Bio is Neik in Vayarden. So that's how the Tams Rai, that the Libovel were Kivish. That the Libovel were Kivish in Vayarden. So, but the Mitzir sees that the Libovel were not Kivish Vayarden, and the Ravid says so. I mean, why did the Rebbe say so? Because he knew it was the Mitzias. You cannot be Makrish the Mitzias. The answer is, the Mitzias is, Ezra was not Kevish. But HaMelech was Kevish. So apparently, according to Ramtam, that's what he said. Because Ramtam agrees with Shita of Tesis in Avrizoren, and that's also Shita of Tesis in Gittin here, that in the Orech, you need to love Roma Vino. So even if Yochid is Kevish, it's Kevish Rav. It's even if Yochid is Kibush, not like the Rambam. So Mele, Yana Melech's Kibush is also a Kibush. Yeah, that's why, because it's of the Orech and Nitno Avraham Avinu. But then the Shaila is whether if a Yard needs Nitno Avraham Avinu, that's not such a Dovah Poshet either. But it's another, we didn't discuss that. So Rav Netam Shiti is that if a Yard was Nitno Avraham Avinu, Avraham Yard was Nitno Avraham Avinu. So Mele, that's the Pshat Mekes of Mishnah, that's the Pshat Rav Netam. And when Reb Chaim said, I don't know whether Reb Chaim spelled it out or not, but Reb Chaim probably said it on the basis of the Kesef Mishnah. Why did Reb Chaim say it? That it's Kofshua Libovel. Began the basis of the Kesef Mishnah and the basis of Rav Netam. So whatever is the Pshat in Rav Netam, in the Kesef Mishnah, so that's how Reb Chaim said. But I think that this is true only according to Shitas HaTesves. That in the Orech and Nitl Avraham Avinu, so even if Yochit is Kevish, it's Kibush Rabin because it's Misyachis to Klal Yisrael. And if it's not Nitl Avraham Avinu, so even if 600, as Tesis and Avizor, even if 600,000 Jews are Kevish, it's still a Kibush Yochit. But does it make a difference? One Yochit or 600,000 Yechidim? Or 10 million Yechidim? Doesn't make any difference. Klal Yisrael, that's Kibush Rabin. That's a Chtiva Achas. As one person, some person, some Mele, that's the test. But that we can say according to Rav Netam, according to Tesis. We can say according to Rav Netam, according to Tesis. But As a matter of fact, and Reb Chaim's Teretz can be even a little bit of Rambam too, because the kasha was, why is the Gemara Tele, where the Suri is Chaim and Tumis and Maestres, where the Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush, or Kibush Yochit is Loi Shmei Kibush. So Reb Chaim says, no, because it was Kofshu Elibovel. And let's say Kofshu Elibovel means Yana Melech. But the Rambam, according to the Rambam, even Dorech and Itnol, according to the Rambam, so if it's not midas beznagod or midas rif Yisrael, so it's not a kibush, it's not chalb, it's not miskavish or soil. This is according to the mandomar, as we put Rambam paskins, that kibush yochit loish me kibush. Mashenkin, according to Rameya, that kibush yochit shmei kibush, so then it is niskavish even without beznagod, even without beznagod. Like Surya, even without it, all right, the Rambam says that Surya was Dafke, was Nishabish, all right, it's another Rechash. So we could say it even according to the Rambam, but we couldn't say it according to the Rambam, according to Mandoma, that Kibishochet loish me Kibush. But we could say in the Rambam, according to Mandoma, Kibishochet shmei Kibush, so Yana Melech's Kibush was a Kibush, like a Kibishochet. According to Teisves and Dorosh and Slav Rom Avinu, so a Kibush Yochid is considered Kibush Rabim also, because it's Mishiachis Kol Yisrael. But according to Rabbi Yisi, Alibe, but according to Rabbi Yisi, that Kibush Yochid lo yishme Kibush, so then if it's not done, midas Riv Yisrael, midas Bezen Avod or not. But according to Mandoma Kibush Yochid shme Kibush, we could say it, we could say some melee, we could say Reb Chaim's Teretz, but according to most Rishonim, so the kibush by Yana Melech is not considered as kibush, not like Rabbeinu Tam Shiti, not like Teisves in Abrizor and in Gittin. Most Rishonim agree the Shittas Rambam that even Dorosh Nitzel Avraham Avinu, if it's not done by Beznagodl, Aldi Melech, and Midas of Yisrael, so it's not Kibush. It's not considered, it's not Mishiachis to Klal Yisrael. So then the question arises, so what Teretz is there? And that Kashe, why does the Gemara tell it Machlekes for that Kibush? Yochet Shmei Kibush, Yochet Loi Shmei Kibush, Monefshech. If it was not Kofshul Bovel, so it couldn't be better than the Harbi Kochim with Kofshul Mitzrayim with Kofshul Bovel. So it's still, it's not Chayv in terms of
Maestas. What's the reason why those are Shem hold that the Kibush of Yana is not a Shemen Kibush?
Because it's not Kibush Rabbi.
That's called Kibush
Yana. It's Kibush Yochim. It wasn't Na'ati Melech. The Rambam says Kibush Rabbi means Melech or Novi Midas Rev Yisrael or Midas Bez Nagoru. Yana Melech was not the Melech, he had the title Melech, but he was not the Melech. That's right.
Suri was considered Arthur Shnitim Avram
Avinu. We'll see that too. It's not so posh. It's not so posh. Even regarding Vayarden, it's not such a posh. Lachas Kamu Vechamo. In regard to Suri, it's certainly not such a posh. But from the Rambam in Chumash, and Ramban in Sifra Mitzvahs, it appears that Surya is also from the origin of Yitma from Avinu. Ivrayadim certainly, but Surya also. Not Rambam Shit. Rambam Shit is not like that. We'll soon see. But the question is, if, according to most Rishonim, so the kibush by Yana HaMelech is not considered as a kibush, some male question arises. So why is there a machlekes in regard to Surya where the Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush Nafkemine? My the have. And in Barisheini there was no kibush. So how could it be better than the Kochim that Kofshu El Mitzrayim Veloi Kofshu Eli Bovel? So then it's potter of Trumeis Umaisres. So it's potter of Trumeis Umaisres. So I said, that's why I said Sunday. So I said, in regard to Shvi'is, there is a Mishneh, in Chal. In regard to Chal and in regard to Shvi'is. In regard to Chal, Pirik Dalet of Chal, Mishneches, Rebbe Gamliel Emir Sholish Arot Islechala. Me'at Yisrael v'ad gziv chalachas. Mit gziv v'ad anor v'ad amono beis chalas. Achas le'eya v'achas le'keim. Shale'eya yesh le'y shio. V'shal keyen in lo shio. Min anor v'ad amono lifnim beis chalas. Achas le'eya v'achas le'keim. Shale'eya in lo shio. V'shal keyen yesh lo shio. So in other words, there are three levels in Challah. One level is the Arbeit Yisrael Dal Gziv. That means Arotzei Shekofshu Elibora. Ekeimi Shekofshu Elibora. So it not only it says Shem Arot Yisrael, it says Dushas Arot Yisrael as well. So you have to be Mafresh one Challah. One Challah, in other words, let's say Inachtei Mechod Memches and the Malabayis Echod Michov Dalet. This one Challah. Then the second level is Mikziv Vadano Vadamono Beis Chalos Achas Le'eya V'Achas Le'keyen Shaleya Yesh Loshio V'Shalkeyen Ein Loshio V'Shalkeyen Ein Loshio. So we have to be mafrish, that's the Mekeime Shekofshu El Mitzrayim V'Loi Kofshu El Bobo. So it has Ishem Az Yisrael, it does not have Dishes Az Yisrael. Or if you want to say it, at one time it had Dushas Arot Yisrael, but now it doesn't have. You know, it can be explained in two ways. Either on the basis of the fact that Hashem Arot Yisrael, or on the basis of the fact that at one time it had Dushas Arot Yisrael too. Some Mele Mid Rabbono, we consider it like Kishos Loving, and the Rabbono Loving. Mid Rai say it's like Kishos Loving, but Mid Rabbono, it is Kishos Loving. So there in Mekimishik of Shulim Yisrael, Mekimishik of Shulim Bovel, we have to be mafresh two chalbis. One chale is Nisraf. Why is it Nisraf? Because it's so the Rash, and practically most Rashenim explain it, because the Mekimishik of Shulim Yisrael, Mekimishik of Shulim Bovel, so the Gush is Mitam. The Chachomim or Gezer, Tume, and Gush Arz Amim, how about Arz Yisrael? What also gays there that the good should be mitame. So for most Rishonim it appears yes, as long as it's chutzlo as legabe gdushe, so it's mitame. The good is mitame. The other wouldn't be mitame like Surya. I mean, the good is mitame and the other is not mitame. But the good is mitame of the mekemish kofshu el mitzrayim beloy kofshu elibava. So Mele, since the Gush is Mitamei, so every Chale is Chalet Meir. Chalet Meir is Asur Likeyem. Chalet Meir is Asur Likeyem. In the Rabbonon, it's Chalet Meir. So Mele, you have to be Mafrish two Chales. Achas Leir v'Achas Likeyem. Shaleir yesh l'shir. So the Chale that is Nisrefes, so has a Shir. What's the Shir? Echod Memches. And the Shalcheyen is a Mash. And it sounds strange. Should be the Hepach, but that's how the Mishnah says it. Mi'ano v'adamono v'lifni, so that's chutzloretz mamesh. Mi'ano v'adamono lifnim, the lifnim really means b'chutz, I mean, not lifnim, but it really means b'chutz, okay. So it means chutzloretz mamesh, that's the third level. So also to chales, also to chales, and both here is just the Hepach. Shaleir ein lo shio, v'shalkein yesh lo shio. So the chalo that is burned is a mash. The chalo that is given to the kein, so that is yesh lo shio, has to be echod nimches. Echod nimches. I explained it Sunday. In other words, I mentioned the psak, but my father zachen levroche, years ago. And the psak was given. Well, you should know his granddaughter, Rabbi Bo in St. Louis. You know Rabbi Bo in St. Louis. So his wife is the granddaughter of the late Rav Gorman Zechen Livroche. He was a big time mitzchochem, and the tzaddik. I mean, such a dagdag mitzvah. I mean, unusual. And he had the hechsher of a sunshine crackers. In those days, 55 years ago, and it was the best hachshar. It's the Rabbonim, it was considered the best hachshar in America. In other words, of course, he was a whole day in the bakery, you know, from 7 o'clock in the morning. Many days he used to daven in the bakery, you know, and the winter days he used to daven in the bakery. So from 7 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock. And those days his salary was $100 a week. You know what it means? In those days, 55 years ago, $100 a week, it's more than $50,000 a year. $100 a week is $5,000 a year. It's more, $5,000 a year. 55 years ago, just from the point of view of the purchasing power, I think it's more than $50,000 a year today. I think so. Anyway, it was considered the best hachshar. All the rabbonim were jealous of him. I mean, and he deserved it, because that rabbonim had hachshirim of slaughterhouses. How much time they spend in it, you know. And he had every day 10 hours. He deserved it. So he was a zoya b'mitzvahs, very conscientious. So he had a problem. He was willing to give up the hashgacha and remain without panos. He asked my father, Ishai. The boss, a Jew, was not observant, of course. But he let him do everything. Whatever he said about ingredients, this, that, kashering, everything. But one thing he didn't let. He said, if he'll do it, he will fire. Take off, he wanted to take off chal. And certain days he smuggled to take off chal. So the boss found it out, so he told him, if you take off chal, I'm going to fire. That's what he said. So then he asked my father, Shaila. So he was ready to lose his panos. So my father told him, don't give up the job. It's not your achais. So my father told him, if you had been in Mashgiach, in the baker, in Eretz Yisrael, let's say Jerusalem, in Tel Aviv, then you would have to give up the job. Because Midrabbonon, even though Chalab is Manazeh, even Asol, even Baisheni, is not Midraise, because not Bias Kulchen, but Midrabbonon, he is Chayev, and Midrabbonon, there is an Isa Tevel. There is an Isa Tevel. So you'd have to give up. How can you be machshelas rabbim? I mean, you give hashgacha. That means you tell them it's mutar b'achile when it's devil. But this is in chutz lores. In chutz lores, the Gemara in Beitze says, in Beitze and other Gemaras, chalas chutz lores, eichel v'heilich v'hakim mafrish. And that is true of Tumas Maisres also. Because in chutz lores, the mekim is a craving, like Hamameh of Mitzrayim, Bovel, there's a chiv of Tumas Maisres, so eichel v'heilich v'hakim mafrish. In other words, one can keep on eating bread, challah, rolls, and then as long as he leaves one piece over, so it's okay. So after he finishes eating, and he leaves over one piece of challah, he declares that it's challah. It's challah and everything that he had already eaten up. Even though it's not very long, it's digested, assimilated, everything. So, it's still alive. So my father asked, how can you misakin this atavul mafreya? So it's a raya from this gemore. It's a raya from this gemore. That chalas chuslores, or tumis maizmus chuslores, chomimo misakin, without any satavul. In Eretz Yisrael, even though bismaze and even by sheni, it was not midraise because it didn't be a schoolchem, only midrabbonon. But called the tikkun rabbonon can draise tikkun, son at the rabbonon level, it is all the dinim of the raise and it's a tevil and everything. Then it's not shayach, it's a tevil. You eat, and then after you eat, and it was already eaten up, you leave over one piece, I am mafrish that. So even if we say brere, so there has to be a frosh before. But I say, look, shani osit lafreish is yei maisa. But here there is no hafroshe. The hafroshe in the kriyashem take place after he has eaten up. How can there be? How can it be misaken this atavu mafreya? So it's a raya that in chalas chus lores, to mais chus lores, in the kimis a craving, there is no isatevu. Chachomim will not misaken in isatevu. They are only misakin in mitzvah afroshim, because besides this atevel, there is the mitzvah of afrosh. As a matter of fact, the Taz says in Yerdei El Kashkite Simen Aleph, the Taz says, suppose somebody has tvoe, and he doesn't want to eat it. He doesn't want to eat it. Or he intends to eat it. He'll keep it, he'll freeze it, and he'll eat it 5 years later. So the Taz says he's mechuyev to be mafresh. It's not just a misatev. There is mechuyev to be mafresh. As a matter of fact, according to the Ramban, it's two separate mitzvahs. Hafroshe, Trumis Umaisres, and Nisineli Kain of Trumis Umaisres. According to the Rambam, it's Nichol in one mitzvah. But there is a mitzvah to be mafresh, after all, there is a Birkas HaMitzvahs too. When you're mafresh Chale, when you're mafresh Trumis Umaisres, you make a broche. You don't make a broche on Miniyef HaMisurim. You don't make a broche on Miniyef HaMisurim when you kasher a kele that has a blia sisa. You don't make a broche. Why? Because there is no mitzvah to kasher a kele. If you want to cook in that kele, you have to make a gole. But there is no mitzvah of a gole, a kima mitzvah. Mashenkin afros is trumel maisres, whether you want to eat it, you don't want to eat it. So besides this, a table, there is a mitzvah to be mafresh, and that's why there is a birkas hamitzvah. Anyway, the Taz says so befeish in Yerdeye, in Simen Aleph Mishrite, that even if he doesn't want to eat, he's mechuyev to be mafresh. So mele by Chalos Rusulah, so by Thomas Maisrusulah, Chachomim Rome Misatim Dechi of Afrosh. But no, he's a table.
That's a shame Afrosh, though. What happened? He was eating and he left over a little bit.
But Gemara says, I mean, what kind of a kasha is it? The Gemara says, if we were to say it, okay, we couldn't say it.
No, but the question is that if you learn, the other way of learning that it's
Prussia
now,
that later. I'll mention it. It's not Mishkaba or Tabi Yankel. So, there is no Isatev. That's why he say Yechalirat Mafresh. So who has an Avere? The baker. So are you Achoi, my father said to Arav Goldman, are you Achoi for the fact that your balabos doesn't put on film? You're not Achoi for that. You are a Mashgiach. You only say the pastries Amuta Bachil. The Amuta Bachil. In Eretz Yisrael, you would have to give up the job and not have panos. And be mispanis not zdoke. I mean, what can you do? Zips. You'll be machshel as a rabbi, but here you're not machshel anybody. Of course, if you can do it, why not be mashpia upon the balabos? You should be mekayim this mitzvah together with other mitzvahs. It's not your achais. Then years later, I found the Mishkenes Yaakov. Years later, I was looking for the Mishkenes Yaakov in Tshuva from one of the daily. So he mentioned that Gemara, yes, that Kashi, how can Misakal Mafreya? And he said exactly what my father said. But for some unknown reason, Rabbi Yaakov Lekalina didn't agree with him. I don't understand why. It seems like that's the most reasonable way of explaining it. So he says, Meirchate, he said, Rachonim should be Misakin, Echiv Afroshe, without Tenisa Tevel. So the question is, how can the Gemara say in Beitz in Pcheres, Beitz in Afches, I think on the test, Beitz in Beich of Eilich, Vahakim Mafresh? So he says, since he's in Rabbanon, so he can misakel Mafreya. How can he misakel Mafreya? It's true that with Rabbanon he passed in Yesh Breire. So then the Gemara should say, that Chalas Chus Loretz, he should say, Masha ni maniach, Yehei Chal. But he doesn't have to say it. So it's not shaykh to say Breire. Right, so the plain pshat is the way my father said. The plain pshat. So Meile, I mentioned that. Because here we say, Ram Gamliel Emir, Sholi Shavot Zuchale, Me'at Yisroel Vad Gziv, Halachas, Mit Gziv Vad Ano, Vad Amona Beis Chalis, Achas Le'er, Vachas Le'ken, Shalei Yeish Lashia, Vishal Ken Ein Lashia, Nanoa Badamono Lifnim Base Halas, Achas Leah, Achas Lakayan, Shalay Rain Lashia, Vishal Kayan Yesh Lashia. So in other words, the Mikemes, the Kof Shom Sahib Shul Baba has Dushas Arti Soil now too. So only one Chale. All right, that too is, that in itself is only Rabbonim because it's no Bir School Chemala. But that's one Chale. Inachti Mechod Echod Memches and the Balabai is Echod Mechodal. Then the other level is, Mixiver and no Kofshul Misran Kofshuli Bobel, so base Halis, Achas Leia, Vahas Lakeim, Shalea Yesh Lashio, Vishal Kain in Shio. That sounds strange, strange, super, at the first, at the very outset. I mean, why should Chachom Misake that he has to be Mafkish to Chales and the chale that is burned, that has to be Nisra. And the chale that is given to the king can be a match. After all, Atir Chosal Maminim Shal Yisrael, why are the Chachomim Misakim that way? It should be the other way around. It's like, but the answer is because Chalas Chuslorets in respect to the Mekim Mishikov Shul Misraim Koshuri Bovel, it partakes of two aspects. On one hand, since it's Kofshul Mitzrayim, and originally it has Dushas Arz Yisrael too, so Mele, there is a Chiyuv of Chafrosh Yisrael Mitzad Arz Yisrael, which involves an Isatel. Then there is, and since it's Mitamei, Mitzad Chutz Loretz, so there should be a Chiyuv of Chafrosh Yisrael Mitzad Chutz Loretz, and that's a different kind of Chale. That's without any satabu. The Chiyuv Chale in Eretz Yisrael, even in the Kemish, Kofshul Mitzrayim, Kofshul Bovel, and even the Bayi Sheni is also on the Mirabonim. But it's based upon any satabu. But in the Mekemish, the Kofshul Mitzrayim, the Loi Kofshul Bovel. So at one time, it has Dushas Eretz Yisrael too. So mainly on the Rabbonim level, it is higher than the Chale, Bitiras Chale, Eretz Yisrael. And then, since it's mitamei like Eretz Amin, so it has the chiyuv of Chutz Loretz too. So mele bitzad chalas Eretz Yisrael, so it's chalat meyo. Chalat meyo is nisraf. Chalat meyo is nisraf. And if it's nisraf, so it has to have the full shio. So shalei yeish lo shio. But then the other chale that is nitli keyen, that's not to be misaken is a tevel. That's a mitzvah like Chutz Loretz. So there, it's Ein Lo Shio. It's Ein Lo Shio. And it's Nachlikin also. It's Nachlikin also. Even though it's Itom a mess, as long as it's not Tome, Tumas Kerem Igufi. Let's say it's Ikotin Pachas Mventes, Shalero Kerem Yomov, or even if he's an older Kerem, if he went Tfile. So you can give it to him, because that's a different kind. Is Itom a mess? But that's Chalas Chutz Loretz. Chalas Chutz Loretz is not subject to all the dinim of Chale. Because the etzem takone of Chale and of Tumas Maizkas and Chutz Loretz is a different kind of a chiyuv. It's not a misaking the Isatevo, but just as a mitzvah. As a mitzvah afrash. Then the third level is, Minanova, Damono, Lifnin, based Chales, that's Chutz Loretz Mamesh. Achas Leiv, Achas Lekein, Shalei, Rein, Lashio, Vishalkein, Yesh, Lashio. So, anyway, do we take off two chales? No one takes off two chales. What do? We take off a mashal. So that's the shita of the Rash and the Rosh, men Rishinim, and the Ramo Paskins like that. That this Mishnah says we have to take off two chales as long bisman abay sheni, when they had the poro and the orecho bitare. So then there was a chiyuv to take off two chales in the Mekimish Koshul Mitzrayim and Koshul Lebovel, and two chales in Chutz Loretz Mamesh, but one is the main one is the one that is in Srefes, and the other one, the main one, is the one that is in Chales. But today, that even at Yisroel, we do not have Bitare, we are all Tmei Meisim, without Tumas Eretz Amim, we are all Tmei Meisim. So in Mele, there is only one chale and Mash. That's the reason as to why today we don't take off two chales. So, but we see from this Mishnah that in regard to chale, in the Gart Chalas or the Mekemes, of Shuli Mitzrayim, like of Shuli Bovel, there is a Chi of Chalas B'Tiras as Yisrael, not B'Tiras Chutzlores. We see that two Chalas. One Chalas is Yesh Loshio Nisrefes. Why is it Nisrefes? Because it's Chalat Meir. So, on the Rabbonon level, so the Mekemes, of Shuli Mitzrayim, like of Shuli Bovel, is Chayat B'Tiras Eretz Yisrael, not B'Tiras Chutzlores. You see, there's a difference. And Legabi Shviz, we also see that the Mekemes Shekavshu El Mitzrayim Lekavshu El Bovel Mid Rabbonon is Osa Bechrish. But that's Perik Vov Mishviz Mishn Aleph Sholesh Arotis Lishviz Kol Shel Zikr El Bovel Me'at Yisrael Vazgziv Loinechal Veloinevat. Again, three levels. The whole Shelzikul Mitzrayim exhibit, and no Avadamono is Nechal Avoloi Nevat. Mina no, that Kol Shelzikul Mitzrayim, that means has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, but no Gdushas Eretz Yisrael. Oh, it had Gdushas Eretz Yisrael originally, and then it was Poka. So then it's Nechal Avoloi Nevat. Mina no, Mamono Lifnim is Nechal Vinevat. So there is no din of shviz altogether. Chutz Loretz Mamesh, there is no isa of shviz altogether. Now, so there is something paradoxical here. On one hand, we see that shviz, the chachomim, were not misakin shviz and chutz Loretz Mamesh. It's nechal v'nevat. You can work the kark in shviz. Not even the rabbi. But at the same time, the Mekemes Shelzikul Mitzrayim Mekziv Ramono is Nechal Avoloi Nevat. That means that the Mekemes Shekavshul Mitzrayim Lekavshul Libovel Midrabonon, there is a Nisach Rishe Bishvis. There is a Nisach Rishe Bishvis, Loi Nevat. But Nechal. What does Nechal mean? So there are two pshati. The Rash pshati Nechal is that we can need it Lachas Manabir. We can need it Leachas Manabir. That's the Rash Pshat. We can eat it like Hazman Abir. Like this, in Eretz Yisrael, of where the Kofshu El Bovel, so like Hazman Abir, we're not allowed to eat it. Abir. But we can eat it like Hazman Abir. So like Hazman Abir, Misaki, and Misar Aveide Bishvis. But you can eat it like Hazman Abir. And what the Rambam's Pshat is, Nechal means that the Yisar of Sfich Shviz doesn't apply. Chachomim aser tzvich shviz, in other words, vegetables that grew by themselves in the Shnas HaShmit, because because if vegetables that grew wild by themselves would be muter, so then many in Avalian would deliberately plant, you know, plant all kinds of things, all kinds of potatoes and carrots, and then when somebody sees him, how do you have that crop? He'll say it grew by itself. So because of that, the Chachomim Asar Tzvich Shviz. So that is the Rabbonon doesn't apply to Mekemish of Shul Mitzchan of Shul Bon. Anyway, but Isar Avedin Shviz is also in Mekemish of Shul Mitzchan of Shul Bon. Mitzad Eretz Yisrael, not Mitzad Chutz Loretz, because in Chutz Loretz is Nevat. So it seems that some mele one should say Trumis Meisres. So in the Mekemes HaKreivim, as a matter of fact, the Agshenim will say that Dogon Tirish V'Yitzor, that's Rashi Shittin, the Dogon Tirish V'Yitzor where in Eretz Yisrael is chayv mid reise, so in Chutz Loretz, even the Mekemes HaRecheikim, chayv mid Rabbanon, So according to that shite, one would have to be mafresh mid Rabbanon to Mr. Maisritz in America. In America, you feel heavy field, and you'll have Peres left. But of course, we don't pass like that. We pass like the Rambam, and that's shite in Teisves, only Mekemes HaKreivim, not Mekemes HaRecheikim, like Amin, Meyov, Bovel, Mitzrayim, Yisrael, Trumus HaMaisres. But Mekemes HaKreivim, Achayim, Trumus HaMaisres. So Trumus HaMaisres is more homo than Shviz. Shviz, the Chachomim, will not mach mir. were not machmir in Chutz Lares, and Tumis of Maisres, they were machmir. Tumis in Chutz Lares, Halapoches became a craving. But Shvis is mutaribim, they became a craving, Minam, and may of the problem is right. So we see that Tumis of Maisres, in one sense, in one respect, is more humble than Shvis. Shvis, the Chachomim were not machmir in Chutz Lares. And Tumis Maisres, they were machmir. But, on the other hand, so we see that Mikamei Shekavshul Mitzrayim Velikavshul Libovel, so there, there is an Issa Shvis, though it doesn't have Dushas Oras, but it's a Shem Eretz Yisrael, and originally it had Dushas Eretz Yisrael. So there is an Issa Raveide B'Shvis. So one could say, so it's a matter of logic. Since there is a Nisar Avedi B'Shvis, in the Kim Mishek of Shul Mitzrayim, Mishek of Shul Libovel, Liga B'Shvis, even though the Chachomim were making Liga B'Shvis, and they were not Mechayvet Mechutz Loretz, so certainly, Liga B'Tumis of Maizres, in the Kim Mishek of Shul Mitzrayim, Mishek of Shul Libovel, certainly should be Chayv. Not just like Chutz Loretz, because if it is Misad Chutz Loretz, and there is no Isater, so Yichov Hilech Hakim Afris, but Misad Eretz Yisrael. So we see that there should be an Isater too, but we see from Rishonim not that way, because Rebbe was Matir Olesh al Beishon. Why? Because Beishon was of the Chochim Shel Kavshul Mitzrayim to Le Kavshul Le Bovel, and Dush Rishonim is Loiki Shalos Lovei. So he is Matir without Tumis Maisres. So Rishonim of the Kasha, Tesis and Chumash the Kasha, but Chutz Loretz is also Chayav. So that's several truths. One teres is what Rashi says. The Rebbe was only Matir in Peris Oilon and in Yerokis, where in Eretz Yisrael itself is only Chayav in Rabbanon. But Dogon Tirish V'Yitzor Rebbe was not Matir. Why wasn't Rebbe Matir? So they say because it's like a Ruach and Chutz Loretz Mamish. It's like a Ruach and Mitzrayim and Bovel and Amor and Meir. Not Mitzad Eretz Yisrael. So that means in Dogon Tirish V'Yitzor there is no Yisrael Tevel either. Only Mitzad Chutz Loretz, but not Mitzad Eretz Yisrael. Why is it Goruach and the Issa Shvis, where the Chachomim were not Mechaye Vedin of Shvis, mid Rabbon and Chutz Loretz Mamech? Still in Mekemesh, Kavshul Mitzrayim, Kavshul Bovel, they were Mechaye Mitzad Eretz Yisrael. It's at Eretz Yisrael, and why is it and why is it Geruach and Chale in Chale? So there is a Chiyuv Chale in Chutz Loretz, but there is a difference between the Chiyuv Chale in Chutz Loretz and the Chiyuv Chale in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Loretz there is a Chiyuv Chale Eichel Veilech Hakim Afrish, but in Eretz Yisrael even Mikim Shavshul Mitzrayim Veloik of Shuli Bovel, so there is an Issa Tevel too. There's an Issa Tevel too. So apparently, and then the Ramtam says Rebbe was only Matir Gmai, but not Vadai, because it's not Goruach and the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and the rest of Israel. And then Teisves, and then Teisves says, and Rashbo pointed out Nachum, that Rebbe was Matir everything. You don't even have to be Mafrish Vadai, and even from Doron Tirish V'Yitzor, the Rashbo Nachum, but why is it Geruach than real Chutz Loretz, like Amun Meyov? So he says, Amun Meyov, Mitzrayim Bovel were closer to the Ikra Yishuv than Beishon was. Anyway, we see from all these Rishonim that in the Bekeimei Shekavshul Mitzrayim Kavshul Bovel, there is no Chiyuv Midrabono to Afkosh Estumis Maisim Sad Eretz Yisrael. The only question is, why is it Geruach than Chutz Loretz? Why is it Geruach than Chutz Loretz? So they give the Rutsim. But one could say just as in Chal Gabe Chal, where there is a Chiyuv Chal B'Chutz Loretz, but Chiyuv Chal B'Chutz Loretz is only a mitzvah, no is a tevel. But in the Kim Shekavshul Mitzrayim Kavshul Bavel, it's the same kind of hafroshe like in Eretz Yisrael Mamesh, except it's in the Rabbah. There is an is a tevel. And the Gabi Shvis, so the reason in Chutz Loretz Mamesh, there is no is a chishe. And in the Kim Shekavshul Mitzrayim Kavshul Bavel, there is. So why should Tumis Maisres be different? But that's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. So Mil the Chachom Mamisad. So I mentioned However, according to the Rashi Zilion's Pshat in the Rambam, so in Ochname, in the Nikemish of Shul Mitzrayim and of Shul Bavel, there is a chiyuv of Trumis Umaisres with the Rabbanon. With the Rabbanon Mitzad Eretz Yisrael, not only Mitzad Chutz Loretz. Mimele, if it's Mitzad Chutz Loretz, so Ichol Veilich Vahakim Afrish, if it's Mitzad Eretz Yisrael, it's Mitzad Tevo. Mitzad Tevo. Before it's Mitzakne. Where does the Rashi Zilion, he says it in the Rambam, the Rosh Hashanah Rambam says,